Chapter 3. The Worst Day. Peter thought a lot about MJ and about Flash's car. He wanted a cool car too. The next evening, Peter ran to the front door. He had some things in a bag.
"I'm going into town. I want to finish some schoolwork," he called.
"Wait," said Uncle Ben. "Let's go in the car."
Uncle Ben stopped the car.
"Thanks for the ride," smiled Peter.
"Let's talk," said Uncle Ben.
"I haven't got time right now."
"That fight you had at school, with Flash."
"I didn't start the fight," said Peter.
"I know," said Uncle Ben, "but this is an important time. You're changing into a man. Be careful, Peter. With great power comes great responsibility."
Peter was angry. He opened the car door.
"I know I'm not your father," said Uncle Ben.
"No, you're not," shouted Peter.
Uncle Ben went quiet.
"See you here at 10 o'clock, he said.
Sadly, Peter watched Uncle Ben's car drive away. Peter walked across the street to an old building. He went in and walked into a big room. There were many people there. They watched a fight with two men. One of the men was very big and ugly. His name was Bonesaw McGraw. He jumped on top of the other man, and the fight was over. A few crazy people wanted to fight Bonesaw for money. Peter wanted to fight him too. He needed the money. He took a costume and mask out of his bag.
$3,000 for 3 minutes with Bonesaw," a man shouted. "Let's hear a big shout for our next fighter."
The man looked at Peter's costume, red and blue with spider webs.
"For Spider-Man!"
Everyone looked at Peter and laughed. Bonesaw had crazy eyes and a terrible smile. He was big and very strong. The fight started. When Bonesaw tried to hit Peter, Peter jumped right over him. Then Bonesaw hit Peter with a chair and Peter hit the floor. Then Peter jumped up and hit Bonesaw. He knocked him out. Everybody shouted and laughed. They loved it. After the fight, Peter went for his money. The man gave him $100.
$100? Said Peter.
"It's $3,000, not $100.
"It's $3,000 for 3 minutes. Your fight was only 2 minutes.
"I need that money," said Peter.
"Not my problem," said the man.
Peter walked away angrily. Then there was a shout behind him.
"Hey, stop that man! He's got my money!"
A man with white hair ran to a door and out of the building.
"Why didn't you stop him?"
the man asked Peter.
"Not my problem," said Peter.
A few minutes later, Peter was in the street. Some people were around the body of a man. Peter walked through the people. He saw Uncle Ben on the road.
"What happened?" asked Peter.
"It's my Uncle Ben. Someone shot this old man and took his car," said a woman.
Peter looked at the body.
"Uncle Ben," he cried.
"Uncle Ben!"
Uncle Ben opened his eyes. Very quietly, he said,
"Peter."
And then he died.
"We can see the car. It's on Fifth Avenue," said the police radio.
Peter ran between two buildings. He put on his costume. He went up one of the buildings. He used his webbing and jumped from building to building, Very soon, he was on Fifth Avenue. Then he saw Uncle Ben's car. He jumped on top of it.
Smash!
He put his hand through the front window.
Ah!
Cried the driver and crashed the car. Peter followed the driver into a dark old building. Peter had the man in his hands. The man turned to the light and Peter saw his face. It was the man from the bonesaw fight, the man with white hair. It was the worst day of Peter's life.